Blog Talk Radio.
This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we got a bunch of you on here tonight. It's going completely crazy. We started out looking for an Irishman. Remember Thursday night? We came on, we looked, we found, we thought we had one. We had Dina Flanagan, And we found out Dina Flanagan was not an Irishman or even an Irish woman. She had been married to an Irishman and had the name. So we're still searching. Well, tonight we think we have a little surprise for all of you Psyche's Gone Wild fans and friends. We've definitely sieged and we've worked and we've looked and we all know that we have some green out there. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. So any of all of you that are on the phone, we've got about 15 callers. Please stay on the phones because we'll go through it randomly and try to get as many as we can on. 773-897-6461. Looks like we got 18 callers. What I want you guys to do is I want you to call in. I want you to talk about green. I want you to ask your questions. And I want you to enjoy Psyche's Gone Wild going green. Speaking of green, we're going to start out a little bit of trivia here with the heart chakra. All of you who've ever worked with your heart chakra and know how to raise it clockwise, and you raise it up to the energy, and you go with it really fast, and you go ahead and do the energy. I apologize about the echo. We've got another radio on at the same time. So it's very distracting. As we're going through the energy here, it's weird to hear your own voice come back at you. It's kind of a wild sensation. It's, as you're going ahead and you're working with the energy, I want you to visualize your heart chakra, and your head is the 12 o'clock, your right arm is the 3, your feet are the 6, and your left arm is the left. Your left arm is with the 6. So as a clock, you're going to start at 12, you're going to go to 3, you're going to go to 6, you're going to go up to 9, you're going to go 12, 3, 6, 9. So you're visualizing your heart chakra in the middle of your chest green. You're raising that clockwise. Well, to go back and do the other energy, and you want to go counterclockwise to close it down, not only is that green and doing energy, but you want to put a little pink around it. You want to do some excellent energy there, and you want to also do that energy. So I will go ahead with you guys that are all working here with me, and I love the fact that we're having such a crazy time. I apologize about that other outside sounds. That's just another radio here that's going at the same time too loud. So we're going to go ahead here. Can you hear me? We think we found our Irishman. Is there an Irishman on the phone?
I'm not sure, Jethro. Good evening. How are you?
I think there is. I really was so happy. We all know, and all of you guys that are writing in, remember to write this down for your Psyche's Gone Wild trivia. This will be one of the questions to win those big prizes. Some of you guys have asked about, how do I win a box of coffee? I want some hot chocolate. I'd like to have a full reading with Psychic Jethro or the Living in the Psychic Realm book signed autograph. What you want to have and what you've got to go there and work with us is that when you're doing that, you know, to put in for those prizes, you're going to have to do the Psyche's Gone Wild .com trivia, and that will be starting in April. One of the questions is, who is the Irishman? Well, you're going to have to find out a little bit here, and I'm going to talk to the Irishman. Irishman, I know that you're a Psyche's Gone Wild person, and I'm going to have them to have to guess. A lot of our people are already writing in, no, it's not Psychic Celeste. Good choice, good answer, but no, that's not our Irishman we caught tonight. So you guys are really on it tonight. This is a different Irishman that we've caught. This Irishman, would you tell us about being related? I understand that you're related to the original Hatfields and McCoys.
Indeed we are. That would be on my father's side. And my grandmother was one of the Hatfields. But our roots also go back to Ireland as well as Scotland and the Manx and English. So we are very much across the ocean, and some of our other relatives ended up being Native American also. So we got it from both sides of the ocean. So we are all around.
Very wild, very excellent. And those of you who have caught on, we've got a few of you guys that are already listening and catching on. And we love with all you callers. Don't go anywhere. We'll get those mini readings to you, too. We're going to go ahead and go with this, and we're going to have you ask the Irishman a question. I know a lot of you have called in, and one of the great things that we're doing tonight is bringing out the color green and any questions you have for a Psyche's Gone Wild. We've got a lot of them already guessing. We're trying to see in the chat room. It looks like the chat room's pretty much going, oh, no, and they're having little problems with sound. Never worry. Hit your F5 button. That will replenish it. We can hear here. It's a little less with the sounds. I love all of you guys that are listening in. And what we're trying to do, and actually bear with me tonight, this is Psychic's Gone Wild, but it's more of a living in the psychic realm. And so you're going to hear me call out a couple numbers here. These are the other numbers that we do, and it's working with it. Obviously tonight we can't do this because of the sound problem we're having. But you know how to get a hold of us. You call that same old number you always call, and we're going to go right ahead and go into our first caller. It is 209. You're on live on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 209?
Oh, thank you so much. How are you?
Really good. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm so excited you called in, and we've got an Irishman here. Would you care to guess on who the Irishman is?
Oh no, I don't know. I will not be able to do that. I will not be able to guess who it is.
Okay, well, we'll give you a mini reading anyway. You still get that, and you're in, you know, to try for the prize on psychicsgonewild.com. I know we took a little light surprise. We do a lot of fun here, as you can tell. So we're also going to be giving away a little coffee break here for all of you. So hang on. We had a winner last Friday, and we're going to continue to give away a winner tonight. We'll be able to get that Organo really good, fresh, healthy coffee in the mail. We won't send you the hot water. You'll have to boil that yourself, but we'll do that. 209, give us your name, and do you have a question here for us?
Yes, I do. Well, my name is Marlene, and I've been having a lot of problems with the elderly lady that lives next door to me. She's really not that elderly compared to my age, but she's probably 10 years older. And I was just wondering, I want to do the right spiritual action or karmic action in dealing with her, but I'm really not sure what to do. She's expecting me now to take the garbage out, and I'm disabled. And I don't think that's fair. I think it has to be 50-50. I know that sounds trivial, but I've had a lot of issues with her for over a year and a half, and I want to get them resolved and get them resolved with my landlord.
I feel it, and I feel this is karma between you two. I feel this is karma between you and her, and I see that it's going to take a little bit of green soul searching in your heart chakra. I see you are at a point where you're, you know, they keep telling me some outside resources could help her, and it looks like it's sad when you see this with elderly. You know, a lot of us individuals, we do what we can, and there's times that you're in trouble. Like, it looks like you're in trouble either way you go. You know, you try to be a good person here, and you're in trouble, and you try to do other things, and you're not.
Right. That's right. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter. I've been very kind to her, and it always turns around and bites me in the backside. So to me, I just really just ignore her. I'm not rude. I just leave her alone. But this now has me offended. It's like, why would I be doing what she's supposed to do? No matter who lives next door, we share garbage cans, and she has 50%, I have 50%. But my landlord seems to think that I should be doing it, or he just doesn't like confrontation. So
I think we need to grow him a backbone, and we're going to put that seed in tonight, because I can see that needing, you know, and I feel what you've got there. We do need a favor for you. Just would you give us your date of birth, just so our Irish woman, we've just been corrected, two people in the room have figured out that it is a woman, and they're correct. Our Irish woman can give you her card reading, and she does cards. I will give a little more of a hint. I don't want to give too much away for all of you that are going to try and win that prize. So if you would just give your date of birth.
It's August 31st.
And our Irish person, can you hear that, August 31st?
Yes, indeedy.
Okay. And do you know what card she is? And could you tell her any karma that would help her? Are you being a good Irish woman?
She's an Eight of Hearts, which is it's power and love. And I will say that anytime you approach a situation, always do it with a loving heart, because you'll never go wrong doing that. And as a person that has the emotional power card, you do have to use discrimination and responsibility with it. You do have a lot of charm, and you do have the ability to resolve the situation in a very loving way. And part of it is you make the I statement. You say, you know, I am doing this much, and I really, truly believe from my heart that it would be most fair and most generous if everyone would contribute 50% or at least to half of the work. And that is there. It really is. And it's, you know, to talk with your landlord about that would be a good thing. And I believe that if he has a little bit of backing, the landlord might do that. But part of it is, I agree that you have done, you're right, very much be trying to be loving. It's like you overdid too much, and now she expects. So you kind of have to back off gently and just say, you know, I really am not able to do the same amount that I was doing before. So it's like someone needs to kind of step up and help me do this.
Okay. I feel that with you, Marlene. We're very much in agreement, me and the Irish woman, and the fact that the guy just showed me the next 2 months you're going to do a little push, and it's going to be hard for you guys that have almost guessed. I know a few of you have already guessed, so stop having crisis on Skype or I will block you. We're little kids, so we don't get out much, but we do have fun when we do, Marlene. And what we love with what the angels are telling me is that I see you're going to sit down and work a lot with your angels. I see you're going to put down and write this out to the St. Michael. Make sure you're putting it out and put that fairly. Put that in the energy. Do yourself a letter. And I see that's going to make you feel better. I see you doing a little venting. You're a little Irish one yourself. You've got some anger there. I see you're ready to do a little jig on there, and it's not a pretty jig you want to dance. But what the guys are telling me is you're going to also put this energy right back into the energy. It has to go whence it came. And I do see the responsibility is that she's used this. And this is something I want to be honest with you. Anyone that's listening, my mother is 79 years old. She passed last year. And up to the days of the last couple of days, my mother did her own roofing. She did her own house. My mother one time pulled a motor out of her vehicle and had it on our kitchen table, put it together, and put it back in our truck in 2 days. Now, this is what I want you guys to know, the older people. I will say this. I love you guys. I very much respect elders. But I also know that sometimes people will utilize this. I see this woman is playing something here. And before you guys email me, you're going to go, Jethro, you're sticking up for Marlena because she's on your show. No, I'm not. I'm letting you know that this person needs to realize just exactly what the Irish woman said. You take your responsibility. What I see coming out of this is I see you holding your ground. I see you explain to your landlord, this is the responsible part. You don't want to have the havoc, but I do see you put a little heavy on. If you were to look at this in liability, you're doing over your measure, and he needs to realize the responsibility goes to both tenants. And I do feel you put a little pressure there, sounding legal, to let him understand that right now, with what's going on with the energy, you know, and what we're doing, do this after Mercury's went retro here, you know, tomorrow night. Give it a couple days. I say about Tuesday, Wednesday, talk with him. The energy's going to be in fluid, and it's going to be, here we are. Have it written out if you have to, and just explain to him, you're not able to do this, and you want this resolved. If it takes him maybe hiring someone to help with her, it's his responsibility. And that way, if he's not going to grow up, at least he's going to pay for somebody to do it. I'm really proud of you, and I feel you're hurt because, you know, what I see happening is you've done this over and over, and you're doing this extra stuff. And I feel for the lady what's happened is she's utilized this gift, and she's doing it. I know a lot of you are going, oh, my gosh, Jethro, you Native Americans are just wild. No, it's true. I can tell you from most of the time, and most of the people I've known, if there's something with it, they would just say, okay, there just needs to be handled. This person sounds like, and what I'm seeing in energy is that she's making Marlena do the extra work because it's become convenient, and that's not a good karma.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks to both of you.
We thank you, and we are going right along Psyche's Gone Wild, and I hope we're helping all of you. We've got a lot of you guys going a little woo-loo. Yes, we know there's someone on the phones. Yes, we know that this is our Psyche's Green Night. Those of you who want to know about my green brew, it is from Apocalypse. It is a very phenomenal remedy. It's used green beans. It's used celery. We cook it down. We do it very slow. We also add a little bit of onion, garlic, and other vegetables. It works with the cells. It regenerates. I will tease all of you who have seen my picture. I do look younger since I've been drinking it, and I can tell you I feel better. We have a joke here that, you know, my relationship does yoga and other things, and someday I will too. Right now that scares me. The word ouch comes to mind. So going right on, 678, you got in. How are you doing, 678?
Doing great tonight. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
We thank you for calling into Psychics Gone Wild. We do a few little readings here. We are tonight doing the green energy because tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. Are you a regular listener? Would you like to take a guess at who our Irish woman is?
No, I'm not going to be able to take a guess. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, are you new to calling in, or are you just calling in to get that free reading now?
busted.
I knew it. Busted. Okay, 678. Give us your name, and let's give you that. We need to get your date of birth so we can get your card reading, too.
Certainly. My name is Craig. My birthday is January 8th, 1980.
Okay. January 8th, 1980. Did you catch that, Irish woman?
I certainly did. He's a six of spades. Awful.
Boy, this is six. Okay, this is good karmic cards, right? Aren't spades karmically?
That, and also with being the old people of the deck, the six is the one that's the karma. And the old people of the deck means that he's an old soul come in, and anything that he'd be doing this life would be with kind of tying up loose ends this go around.
So, Craig, you know, when talking about reincarnation, what we're saying is you've come back, you've been here before, and you're back here to handle your business in nowadays terms. So, Craig,
okay.
Have you got a question for me? I feel energy from you. I think I've talked to you before. You're the one that seems to be working too much. They're telling me you never rest.
Pretty much. Yes, I'm working a full-time job as a teacher and working on my doctorate, which I should be wrapping up pretty soon before summertime gets here. And so, yeah, I've been working on it pretty busy lately.
Very cool. But well, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and give me your question you've got, because I'm seeing for the future for a general reading. I want to be more specific, so I'm asking you to give me something to work on, because what they keep showing me is not only the books, they see the work. I do see that you're looking for a relationship. They're telling me that there's a definite lady you have in mind.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting, and I'm seeing that this I've seen this individual really is a very attractive woman. I see a very I see she's very beautiful. She reminds me of, I don't get offended, but like a young Diana Ross. Her face to me, that's what I'm seeing, like those type of eyes, that real pretty face.
Okay.
I hope I'm not marrying you off to the wrong one, Craig. Stop me. This is Irish time. You don't want to grab the wrong bride in this game. They will do that. The Irishmen will do this to you. They're ornery. I'm picking up here, Craig, this woman, and what I keep seeing with her is I want to talk to you a little bit, because what the guys are showing me, this is the person that you're going to end up with in relationship. They're telling me she's very loving. I keep picking up, is this Missouri or Kansas? I keep picking up a place there. I'm seeing some kind of connection there with Missouri. They're talking to me about the bridge, St. Louis Bridge, you know, the St. Louis. They're telling me a connection there. They're telling me this person is very, she's very positive, very good individual, but I'm seeing that there's something about letters or contact that way. This person likes to write. Is an author maybe, a writer, something with writing.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you, you know, if I do it generally, they'll be here. While I apologize, I've got about 7 more people behind. They're pushing. Is there a question you have, real specific, Craig, that I can help you with?
Yes. Lately, I've been having dreams like I would be asleep, but I feel like I'm up. And when I usually am going to this sensation, I feel like somebody's touching my back.
Yes.
All the time. And I don't know what it is. I'd like to know if you guys can kind of draw that into me, trying to find out what's going on.
Yeah, they're very much astraling you. And I, as a sleepwalker in my whole life, I always have done this as a child automatically. Your gift is opening. Your crown chakra, the top chakra at your head, is opening. And what is happening is you are having out-of-body experience. And your guide and angels are that touching your back. And they're guiding you where they're going. And you'll notice it, like you said, you feel this sensation. Are you remembering the people or any things you're seeing while you're doing this?
The person that comes to mind is the woman who raised me, who has crossed over. She had passed away about 4 or 5 years ago. She automatically comes to my mind when I'm asleep. Like, is this person touching me?
Yeah, and is she beautiful African-American? Can I ask you this?
Yes. Yes.
This is the lady that I'm seeing. I apologize. This isn't the love I'm seeing with you. This is the person I'm seeing. I'm getting buzzes. Man, she's sending buzzes through the phone. She was very, very light. She earned her angel wings when she hit the door. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got to tell you, very positive. And I keep hearing the music. If anybody asks you when I'm going up yonder, that old Hawkins song, that beautiful church song, I'm getting that very strong with this woman. I feel that she's the one that's doing this. She's also taking you out and walking with you and bringing you through. And she's keeping you safe right now. She's telling me this is her. I apologize. She's telling me that she's going to find a woman like her for you. That you're a very good man, but sometimes you think with your other head. You're too.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, Craig. Whoa. I apologize. This isn't an adult show. Oh man. She loves you dearly, but she says that sometimes you really get her a little frustrated that you get with these other women who aren't exactly you know, they're not really ready to marry. They're just looking for, and they're not really. She has this value. She's got me in trouble now. I got to word this right. I'm on the radio. She's basically letting me know that there's been people that really I've got. You've been dating that you really shouldn't have, but you went out with them because of lust or because of relationship. And she's had enough, and she's come in. That's part of why she's with you. She's going to roll you around, and she's going to get you headed to a good relationship. She's telling me it'll probably be in 6 months. There's something about her in St. Louis. I don't know if her family was from there or something. But
that's that's where her brother was, East St. Louis. That's where her brother is from. So, yeah, she's around the area heavily.
Very much. And she's still checking on him, and he's in trouble too. He's doing some stuff that she's not happy with neither. Sometimes he's good and sometimes he's not.
Yes.
Yes. Whoa. Greg, I gotta go. We only give so many minutes, but definitely we need to get some time with you and do a channeling and see what's your future. I apologize, but we've got ahead. I do so many minutes, but that's, and blessings to you. Thank you. You've got me real emotional. She's very much on the light side, but I love her personality. She reminds me of my mom. She's like, she don't put up with nothing from nobody. It's the honest truth. And if it's the honest truth,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. We are here on Psychics Gone Wild. We're helping everybody. We're rolling here. We're almost to the halfway mark. We'll be giving away a little bit of coffee tonight. Those of you who do love the coffee, and I know you want that Ganderma coffee. Ganderma is an ancient Chinese mushroom herb that is all healthy for you, used as an anti-detoxin, works phenomenally in your system, and I can say personally it has helped me in many areas of my life that I've been drinking it the last couple of years. It is put in the coffee, it is put in the lattes, it's put in the hot chocolate. It's a really great way to have a healthy cup of coffee and enjoy yourself. Well, if you want that, call 719-289-4907 and get that happy cup of coffee. One thing I want to encourage you guys, those who do psychicsgonewild.com, this is what our sponsor. Do not push the button beside the show. We are the sponsor that is here in the studio. If you go through that 719-289-4907 number or 928-284-0437, you will get our coffee. Any other things are imitations, and they're not ours. 913.
Hello?
Yeah. I guess we've got him at 913. We got you by the toe. Are
hello,
you
is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, hi.
Hi, you little wild one. I got you. I don't know what's going on. But
how are you?
Really good. This is Psychic Jethro, and I want you to take a guess at who our Irish woman is.
Is it Coulter?
Yes, it is, and you just won 913.
Yes.
It is Kelly Coulter, and you got it. That is very good. And you also, because of this, won the half an hour reading with Dina Flanagan. You have a reading from her. You also have a half an hour reading coming from Psychic Jethro. And you also, because you were the big winner and got the name even right, you also win samples of the coffee. So what will happen is I'm Psyche Jethro. I will call you. We will set up. I need to get your information. I've got your telephone number after the show, and I will send you the coffee in the mail, and you can try out, you know, coffee with cream or sugar, or you can have it as you like, just straight coffee. And what we will do is we'll talk. You know, so thank you for calling in 913. Now that you won and you feel better, and we can now call her name, that everyone's figured out who our Irish woman is. I had one more clue. I was going to talk about the Reiki and being a Reiki master. She's also our phenomenal destiny card reader, and that's what she's been doing. Give me your name and give her your birth date of birth, and we'll give you this reading.
Well, Jethro, this is Sarah.
Sarah, you won too. Boy, you were just a coffee drinker. Sarah's getting double her coffee. And
thanks you.
And we thank you. And you're going to be trying the samples out for a couple of days and letting us know. And if she gets real giddy, know that it's all natural and it's fun. I'm teasing all you guys. It's very good. Sarah, give Kelly your date of birth.
May 6th of 92.
Six. Oh, wow. Alrighty. Okay. Sarah would be a King of Diamonds, which is a really powerful card for a woman. Makes it very interesting to try to get the Lotties to have a relationship with you, because it's going to take somebody really special who can put, you know, who can take that, I'll say, very powerful energy. The King of Diamonds is called the Businessman's card. And generically, you are really good with business, and you're very good with, you'd be very good with running your own business if you're not already. It's like it's something you might think about in a relationship. You do have a very powerful personality, and it's sometimes very difficult for the fellas to go, wow, I don't know if I can handle a lady with that much power.
Huh. Okay.
And I'm supposed to let you know the room's all going crazy. You get to have six cup of samples instead of three. So, Sarah, now you have people who are jealous, and let those haters set. So, we love it. And we were talking about a man the last time me and you talked, Sarah, and we know that me and Dina were really trying to get you a match, and then we started picking up energy. They were spinning him around, and Sarah waited to the last of the show to hear, and we started to get intense, and we had to go off the air. We were really a tease cliffhanger for Sarah's love life. I got a lot of emails, and they said, don't do this to people. And so I'm like, okay. Sarah will end up in a relationship. You guys stop. You know, we know somebody killed JR. We also know that we're here every night. So you guys just calm down. Sarah still loves us, and it's all good. And no, me and Dina are not going to drag him in. He will come willingly in because, you know, we had joked about if we had to, we would alley-oop him. You know, that's where you take a big club and you make them go where you want them to. And it's like, It's been done. It's called Love is in the Alley-Oop. But we won't have to do that because Sarah's a very attractive, fun person. And now she's going to be drinking healthy coffee and tea with me and Kelly. So there. And as we're going into the energy, we're also having a lot of fun here, Sarah, with you, because I do see that you're, not only is your school very positive, but I see you have a very good family there. And they're showing me tonight a lot of energy. We were talking about the green, and I'm trying to get the magic and the love. And they're telling me that you have some family of your own that have some magic of their own, that there's something very positive and unique about the individuals that are in your family that they still come back and visit the house after they've went over to the other side. As Craig was talking about the woman that loves him, that's seeing him from the other side, I feel that you have people coming back from your side.
Yeah, I believe that. That sounds about right.
I'm seeing them. I'm seeing this elder gentleman. I'm seeing that he used to be, he would stand up for himself. They said, never argue. This man loved to argue.
Is he my mother's side or father's side? Or is he just my father?
I'm seeing dark hair.
That could be my father.
Okay, and he comes in. I got to have him come a little closer. He's kind of, sometimes with you, sometimes you and him disagreed, but he loved you dearly in the heart. He's showing me the energy with you. He's protective of you. He wasn't too sure. And I'll tell you, the other night when we started to do this, he wasn't going to let me really see all of this with you. He kind of let me know it wasn't really any of my business, you know, politely, in a polite way of back
that
off.
Sounds like my dad.
That's what I feel. And he's also let me know now that he will be at your wedding. It is your dad. And he said that even though he's over there, he isn't that far from you. He also knows that sometimes you still think back to, you guys used to collect some things together. You collected things. I keep seeing things collected, like on a table. There's things you collect.
I collect dolls. He got me one of my first dolls. We read books together.
Okay.
We didn't have much time.
I can feel the energy with him that it's been a while with him, yeah, that he's been over there, but he's still backing in, and I'm supposed to let you know that it's okay that we are joking with you, but to know that we're going to have with this, and he lets me know, let you know very politely that he's there, very protective. He's very light. I'm very Christian too. So is our Kelly, and we're very light workers, and so are you. He's been there, and I feel that he said to let you also know something else, that he's very proud of you and how smart you are. You have not only went through school, but you're looking here at college, and you're like him. You're stubborn too. You haven't let the odds beat you. You're still just rocking right along in through school.
That sounds right.
That's what I'm getting. I'm supposed to let you know that. Sarah, I love you dearly to listen. They're giving me the push. We're giving everybody so many minutes, and we've got about 9 or 10 more people behind going, where's Jethro and Kelly doing tonight? So.
All right, then. I guess I'll ask you about the guy later then.
Thank you, Sarah. You are cheating.
Thank you for that reading, and thank you both.
Thank you, and we've got definitely your address, and she will be getting 6 flavors of it. I'm sorry, 6 cups of it, 6 flavors.
Sweet.
I have water, guys, and we love it. And we'll have her come back on, and Sarah will tell you what this Ganderma really tastes like, because me and Kelly drink it, and we are silly. So we thank Sarah. We're going right along, and we're going to pick up the pace, because we've got a lot of you guys going, what are you doing tonight? We're playing. That's what we're doing. 843, it's you and me. And Kelly, how are you, 843?
Great. This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, you rock. I'm glad you called in, and we've been looking forward to you.
Good. Looking forward to you, too.
Are you Irish?
No, I am not, but I have, I'm Native American.
We rock. That counts, too. We were here. This is where we grew the grass. Kimberly, you rock. I'm so glad you called. Grass is green, okay? I'm having a minute. Leave me alone, people. So, this is Kimberly, and this is Kelly, and if you'll give Kelly your destiny card for it, you need your date of birth, and I'll give you a little bit of your reading. Kimberly, if you'll say your name slow, because your guides are intense. I love it, a Native American. You've got some stuff going on. You've got a totem that's a little bit ready to go. It sounds like some things are going to happen there where you're at.
Okay. Kimberly, and my birthday is November 5th, 1970.
Okay.
All righty. 2 of diamonds, and she is a Scorpio. Let's see. She's got the 6 of diamonds and an ace of hearts as her planetary rulers. 2 of diamonds, people, are here. It's called the Wheel of Dealer card. And when you're into doing that, you're very good in business. let's see, I'm trying to think here. She's into relationships. It's like she's got strong fixed attitudes and principles that are really admirable on one hand, but on the other hand, they can be your greatest hurdle to your romantic and emotional happiness. So sometimes you overthink things and you shoot yourself in the foot with your romance. You also have just for Two of Diamonds is you have a mission in life, often which always involves partners and others. You have a certain amount of ambition, usually for money, that keeps you motivated. This ambition is good because you can get into ruts at times, especially in close relationships. And my grandmother always said, don't spend too much time in a rut because a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out, so you don't want to stay there.
Right.
I feel like you've also got some other energy here with you that's happening a little bit. And I need you to say your name again because I'm getting some really intense energy from you. And I need to look at this because, Kimberly, can you say your name for me?
Yes, Kimberly.
Okay. Your guys are fighting with something. They're telling me that you're very gifted. They're telling me that you're very strong, but you have some people that are trying to, what I call, count coup. In Native American, all of the ones who are new to the show and new to mine, counting coup is where someone comes in and they cut your hair, they do something to you, they count one on you, they come in and count a jokester on you. But they're telling me that what I feel is happening is that you have someone that loves you very dearly, and you two are having other outside things happen is why you haven't gotten together. They're telling me, they keep showing me that there's a love there. There's a love very strong. The guides are telling me that this counting coup on you has to do with, this is a female. It's like, it feels like you feel like you've got a woman rivalry or something. There's some kind of female thing going on here, and you're more of a tomboy, Kimberly.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to read you as a girl, and you're acting like that. I'm trying.
I apologize. No, the only reason I did that is because you were right on, because when I was growing up, I was a tomboy. I didn't become really feminine until college.
That's what I'm getting, and they're making me laugh because they're showing me, and they're showing that this girl's, like, trying to do these silly sissy stuff, and you're, like, not getting it. You're off playing trucks, being wild, and you're being rough. You're, like, wrestling with the boys, and she's, like, being jealous, and you're beating the boys up or something. It's like, Kimberly, we're trying to make you a girl here. Now, you'd be pretty and stop being so rough. And they're just telling me the angels of yours are hilarious. You've got a coyote totem. If anybody hasn't figured out by now, her totem is hilarious. It's a trickster, and it's playing with me. It's giving me just enough to keep me going, and then it's telling me, okay, now tell me where he is. And it keeps showing me this man, like you're playing the shell game with this man. There's a man that was there, and then you put him in a shell, and now he's over here. But if he's good, he can come back or something. There's something about this relationship, and I laugh. All of you, I know I'm getting a lot of people going, "What's going on with Jethro tonight? What's going on?" That's the totem. That's very much like the trickster, but very fun. He's showing me a lot of funny things. He's also got your sense of humor. You're kind of ornery. You like to mess with people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. And you're really good about the fact that I feel there's a person, but I keep getting that it's like there's something with the phone number. It's like he's not texting you or something. There's a male here. Did you have a question about
it? Oh, my God. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm good. You're good.
You're better than good.
Oh,
you're
thank
better
you.
Than good. You're good. Better than good.
Thank you. That makes a lot to me, Kimberly. And Bill, the angels are also telling me with this text and this other work with him and the phone is he's not kidding anybody. He kind of is, he's not kind of all. He's kind of silly. He's a little loco, you know, and that those of you who don't know Spanish, he's a little crazy. So don't get freaked if we talk about it. But it's a good crazy. Now, there's a good and a bad. There's a bad crazy where you want to go keep them locked up in that white sweater type. He's not one of those. And there's this good little crazy where he's silly and he's doing stuff and he's like you. You never know. This man is a little bit of a trickster. No one knows really everything about him. And that's what's attracted you. But at the same, there's something else going on with him. I got the funniest vibe that I'm not sure who else it is, but he's got a little group of little girls that follow him around again. He's got this little collection of, ooh, ooh, I want him, can I have him, ooh, ooh. And he's chasing you, and you're like, you think it's funny. You think it's funny that they're like, well, where is he? Is Kimberly with him again? You know, it's like really weird. I'm sorry, not weird, but odd. And oh, my gosh, is right. This is like as the little Indian girl turns. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Not supposed to be dating like this. You know it. And you're ornery because you like the fact that they're jealous. That's what the coup is. There's like these other girls in there. This person, I feel like this, is it a wife? No. Who's the woman? There's a woman with him that's trying to be his boss. Is it mother? I don't know. There's a woman in him that tries to wear the pants, and everybody kind of laughs because she's just real bossy. Mm-hmm. And they kind of let her go off and boss, and then he like kind of sneaks away and does this. I apologize here, those of you who are just tuning in to Psyche's Gone Wild. I'm being nosy in Kimberly's life, and she's going, oh, my goodness. Kimberly, have I helped you? I know this is
yes, really- you have. You really have. I'm just going to have to get a private reading with you because you, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're awesome.
And it's ironic with you two together. And thank you. You two have karmic together. And what's hilarious is most people would not understand what I just explained to her. She just interpreted, and it's funny because I can hear other people going, well, he's got other girls. She should be like, man, she should be. He doesn't have other girls. He has girls that want to have him.
Yes.
And they are like this cute little girly thing, and she's being like a tomboy. She's like, I don't take nothing off you. And they're all going, how has she got him? Because they're doing all these pretty wiles and silly stuff. And you and him have this, like, sometimes you two just flat out argue.
Yeah. It's like you've been sitting here the whole time.
Well, I know for the rest of you world that are going, you Native Americans are a little bit, we are not. If you world would listen to us, you would be a much better place.
I agree.
Thank you.
Totally. Totally.
Blessings, Kimberly. They've just given me the mark, and we've got 1 second. I'm running out the door.
Okay.
But thank you.
Well, I'm going to call you for a reading.
Thank you, and bless you. Right. And we are rolling along here, and everybody's going, what are you doing? We've got 18 minutes left, and 215, you are live. How are you, 215?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Trying to roll through as many people as I can and not make you mad, but I love to talk to everybody. I just, it's like candy.
I'm not mad. I'm getting. I'm not mad at all. I think it's cute.
Thank you. And I am silly. Now, most people don't ever get. I mean, know that anybody who knows Psychic Jethro, with a name like Jethro, did I not have to have a sense of humor?
No, you
know?
You have to have one.
Thank you. And 215, you get to give. Please give Kelly your date of birth for your destiny cards and me your first name.
11/17 and Jen.
Hey, Jen. Okay.
13. 7 of clubs and Jack of clubs, as well as Jack of diamonds. 7 is about the faith, and Jack of clubs, or excuse me, the 7 of clubs is lifelong learner. It's like people who are the clubs are very easy for them to learn anything that they want to learn. You can literally be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon if you want to be, because you have that kind of mental power. It's also about faith. It's a lot about faith. The 7s always talk about anything that you really want to manifest is simply, believe it to achieve it. It's kind of like Napoleon Hill, where I call it the CBAs, where it's what you can conceive and believe you can achieve. So it's really about, that's one of the highly spiritual cards. It's up to the individual to manifest that spirituality. And also what you really have to look out for is watch out that you don't get into negative mental thinking patterns, because that's your worst enemy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay. You can also have a lot of things with the doubt, the worry, pessimism. And if you just let all those go and you just say, okay, I'm going to keep it on the positive. I'm going to let the anything negative just go down the stream, and I focus on where I want to be, and I focus in the positive, and we go towards that, you'd be much better.
Oh, good, good.
Feeling very. I'm here, and I apologize. We're having a little bit of energy tonight. We feel the energy. I want to just kind of do a little bit of work here, real quick, with those of you in the energy. And it's Jen, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Jen. We've got some other stuff going at the same time here, and Mercury retrograde's going, blah, and we're like, stop it. And we want everyone to do a little bit of light energy out, because I'm trying to read you, Jen, and something's trying to block me. We want to make sure all of us in the room and all of us are doing positive thoughts. It's a Psyche's Gone Wild, not Psyche's Gone Scary. And so what we're doing is we're putting that light, and not to you, Jen, nothing personal, but we just had a lot of energy hit us with a surge. So we're asking everybody just to think positive, real thoughts, never, because what you bring in and what we manifest is what becomes. And Jen, I'm feeling, they're showing showing me, like, I teased you about candy, and the reason is I'm seeing, like, these really positive jelly beans. I'm seeing this color, these little positive energies with you. And I would like you to ask me specifically a question to narrow it. Normally I do a general reading, but there's something trying to keep you from getting the knowledge and the words you need to know.
Okay. I keep feeling in my I just moved, and I keep feeling like I'm not going to be here long because somebody else is going to come into my life.
Okay, and I feel that's part of what it is, and I agree with you. I feel that there's someone coming in. I also feel we need to really cleanse your place or something. There's something going on there with the place you're in. It's like I feel like some smudge, or, you know, and if some apartments won't let you put up smudge, you're like, oh, no, we won't have smoke in our house, you know, you crazy smokers. We're not coming in and smoking a Cuban cigar in your house. We're coming in and we're clearing that with smudge. So in this case, I keep feeling like you should put ammonia. A little bit of ammonia in the drains. Use ammonia to wash the windows, which everybody, you know, you can get ammonia, name brands, and use it to wash them, because I feel there's some energy going on that's doing it. I know you. There is somebody coming for you, and something else is trying to block it. I feel like you've had problems before trying to have love. You're a good person, and every time you get in a relationship, something comes in and takes a bite out of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh,
yeah.
I
got your number, girl. I know that I can
feel
it.
And it's funny you say that, because as I'm talking to you, I'm actually lighting, it's called Surya. It's happiness and joy. It's like a smudge without the sage. I'm burning that now.
Cool. See, I'm on it, and you're on it, and that's what's happening. And I feel there's someone definitely coming in, and I want you to fight for it this time. And they keep telling me that you, before, there's a past karmic of yours. There's this person, and he's not always positive, and he used to be abusive to you in a relationship. I feel that he was physically abusive to you before. It's why you don't like mustaches. You have something about mustaches.
Yeah, I do.
You do, and he had a mustache in that life, and it was Chicago, and he was very mean to you. He was very abusive to you, and he married you young, and then he kept you basically as a prisoner. It was horrible. You had two children by him, and you died. You had, like, some kind of hemorrhaging, and you died. Female problems sometimes now in this life. And this man, they're telling me Edward was his name. He's still coming back from the other side to try to get you. It's like he's just like, and I can see him. It's like as we were talking, and now that I'm putting the light towards us, I'm asking all you guys to put light out towards him. He is, it's like that's why you've had problems in relationships. The goofball is on the other side, and he's still wanting you to do this, even though you're not together with him. And it's like you really, with the mustaches, it's funny. Because you, to this day, you bring someone with a mustache, and it'll just like, you're like, oh, get out of here. Ah.
No, it's funny you say that, because I'm very selective on what I want, but I also see what I want. I see that somebody with law is coming my way.
Okay, and I see this guy looks a little taller. He looks like he's a little taller than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know who he is, but I just know. It's also, too, because I've always said what I want, and I know what I want is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
it's funny you say that about this place, because since I moved into this place, I've lost everything. Like, I lose this, and then it pops up. I'm like, what the heck's going on here? But I know it's Mercury retrograde, so I feel like I definitely want to cleanse the place. Even though the person before me that lived here was extremely religious, very Catholic, very nice, you know, but I still want to cleanse the place, because I always cleanse any space I'm in.
I'm so glad, and I know everybody's saying, well, there's a person of religion there, she was faith. Not always. Sometimes, like you said, Catholic, doing the energies, they could have even burned frankincense and myrrh for their own church or belief. But what happens without the smudge and without the conscious effort of doing this is a good example. The house I lived in California had a couple of ghosts there. The ghosts lived there with all the other spiritual people, and they were like, we're all light beings. Well, yeah, you're light beings, but scarily, these light beings that are over there are like, we'll share space with you. So what you have happening is that just what you've got there. Your mission there is to clean that house. You've done it in a couple other places. You've also, because of this past karma with it, you and this one are ending the karma right here as Venus starts to go back later into the right direction and things start happening in the planet. You're going to get rid of him. I feel you and this ex that's been following from that past life is finally going to the end of Saturn in Scorpio right now, which we're working the next 2 years in our karma to clear up. For you, it's going to happen. You're right. You're right on with the legal. I keep thinking this person's even Libra is what I'm picking up, the scale, something with Libra. legal, you know, and it's very positive. I see this being the love and the match for you. They're also telling me he's going to come in very closely to something about the 19th. I'm not, is this, okay, guys, is this soon, like March 19th? They're saying the 19th. So,
really?
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I'm like getting myself ready. I have a couple things I got to do. But it's funny that you said that about cleansing a house, because I grew up in a haunted house, and I actually have had a Native American woman come out and cleanse the house, because it was there was many, many spirits there. I'm not talking one. I'm talking like five.
Very intense. And I got to run, Jen. They're giving me the beat, but it's fun talking
I'm
to you.
I'm calling you. I am calling you.
And we're going to have you, and definitely you follow us, and we're going to get you on doing the show later, because I can tell you one thing. Jen's very gifted. I'm feeling it through the phone. You are very intuitive on your own, and there's a lot of tools that you have that you could just do from remembering. You used to do the life. You had a life where you were in Europe, and you were a very good reader in France.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you, I'm going to find you.
Thank you. Go to JethroSmith.net, and thank you, Jen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You made my night.
Thank you, and we are having it. We're rolling through. We've got 9 minutes left on Psychics Gone Wild. We're having so much fun and so much fun, and it's me and Kelly. Kelly, we've got a few questions for you real quick. Last time I called in, Kelly, you told me that I was a king of spades. What does a king of spades mean?
No. You are the most psychic card in the deck. You are an eight of clubs.
Oh, okay. I'm an eight of clubs. And what does the king of spades mean? They're telling me that, does this mean... I've got a person on the line. You've been drinking tea and a little bit of scotch in it tonight, a little Irish jig, haven't you, my dear? No more whiskey. And we know Kelly does not.
What are you talking about? I don't touch your stuff.
This is JT from, this person is in Montana. Looks like Helena, Montana, and they're writing me to, they're a king of spades. What would that signify?
If they're a king of spades, number one, it tells me that the birthday is January 1st, because that is the only day of the entire year that you can be a king of spades. But for the person who is a king of spades, that is, aside from the ace of spades, which is the card that represents the deck, king of spades is the highest. It's called the master card. And they're masters of anything they decide to do. It's interesting to see how many of people get involved, like the men, especially in arts and entertainment. A female born on the first as a king of spades generally acts more as the queen card, but if they're not careful, they can be what they call mired in mediocrity, just as many of the queens can. But really, it's being the captain of your own ship. It's like they can master anything they want to, but a lot of it is the responsibility that goes with it. It's like if they're a very responsible person, if they want to take on, it's literally going to be them, pulling an organization. It's like they can be in business for themselves. They can have a huge organization, but they are always the linchpin of their organization, and they very much bear a really heavy load. And it's like a lot of people do not want that kind of responsibility, so they kind of step down, step back just a little bit. But the king is the king of spades is the master card of the deck.
So if I wanted to wear a shirt by it, I would be like the master. I mean, not technically. Come on here, Kelly. Now, come on. I've been nice. You know what I mean? Kelly is so grounded, and all of you and I, and where she is living, tell her that. Which I'm saying, if I were to wear the symbolism, I know. I'm in Florida. I can't say this and make it sick. If I was wearing the Ace of Hearts, I would be very loving and wearing that energy out. So if I were to wear this king and to put this energy on and put it into a real cool symbolism, like let's say some symbolism with it and wear it as a shirt, wouldn't it also make the master of my dreams come true if I wore that shirt to bed? Or if I wore this shirt and did the work, it'd make me more of a master of my destiny? Would that work?
That would work. You know what? Anytime you want to take charge of your own life, this is the really wonderful thing about this. I have seen people have wonderful cards, and they shoot themselves in the foot. And I have seen people have terrible cards, and they turn around, and because life has given them not just lemons, life has given them a load and a wheelbarrow of fertilizer, they take that fertilizer out to their garden, and they plant, and they get strawberries and all kinds of really wonderful things out of their garden. So it's like I've seen people with terrible cards make a wonderful life. I've seen people with wonderful cards make it to Herbalife, but it's got free will. Our angels sometimes say that. Free will.
I love it. You know, in the old school, I was a jack of hearts or a jack of diamonds. It used to be the biggest fight. Those of you who've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, the teacher, Abby, and me would have the biggest discussion which card signified me. Because we used to do readings with regular playing cards, too. Those of you who have taken my psychic class, I teach you how to read with regular playing cards. And what you do is you have to have a card to signify you out of the 52 cards. And you, an eight
you
of diamonds. Oh,
you really? You're a Scorpio, so you got three. The Leos, the poor Leos, they only get two. Actually, the Leos get one card and it doubles up on them. But the Scorpios, you guys got three cards. It's like yours is the Eight of Clubs. You've also got the Ten of Hearts, and you've got the Queen of Diamonds. So the Ten of Hearts talks about your social circle, and it's like all the people that are around you in social. And the Queen of Diamonds is about that nurturing, but it's also about the finance. So it's like you have the ability to do, you know, really good in your financial. You also do really well with the psychic because that's your Eight of Clubs. But that Ten of Hearts, it's like you always have that big social circle because you've got such a big heart.
Very cool. Oh, very good. 847, we got 4 minutes. You got in. We've got about nine of you behind. 847.
Oh, my
goodness. How are you?
Hi, this is Jill. Remember me?
I do, Jill. I'm so glad your sister hasn't got you yet.
No, she hasn't. It's been quiet.
I'm so glad. And I do tease you because, you know, and every time I think of you, I do think of that, you know, with I'm going to get you and your little dog, too. And I'm like, you get that sister out here. There's Caesar with the big dog. And that's a St. Bernard. That's not a Chihuahua.
That was a lab. But I have a different kind of question real quick. Is that all right?
Oh, you know we live here for you. We love you. Yes.
You know, I've had several problems with my daughter's principal because of his unprofessionalism. Now the security guard is running around the school starting rumors about my child. I'm furious. It's going to be addressed on Monday. How is this going to play out?
Real quickly, I see this being a problem. And I see you having to put down also your foot on this, Jill. And I know this has been bothering you a while. We definitely have to get a time set with you than just the radiant on the reading for the radio. Because what I see coming is some legal things. I see you wanting to take the steps. I want you to sit down. We've got to get this karma ended. And it's not anymore about the sibling and the silly. It's about them causing problems for you legally. And I see this. I see you having stand your ground, hold your thing in school, and also let them know there is homeschooling. And if it comes down to it, these public schools are not all that. Your daughter and you are not in wrong, and you need to hold your ground. I do think, sadly, they're causing this other game for you at school to cause you more stress. It's not working. They're running out of things to throw at you.
So do you see me, like, calling an attorney? I mean, how is the superintendent going to handle it?
I see that you're going to have to. I see the superintendent's going to try to come down and make this your problem, and you basically standing your ground going, I'm not accepting this.
Okay.
Yes. And Jill, I love you. We got 2 minutes. You keep following. You're one of my best fans. You come over on Living.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you're going to have to win a prize. Go on to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in. We are doing it with random. We know Sarah has drank most of the coffee, but we will be giving some more tomorrow away.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And we are going here. We've got 2 minutes. We're going to grab one more caller who was in and started in with us just the same thing as Jill did when the show first started. And that's 715. You've got 2 minutes and you're live, 715.
Hi, my name's Diane.
Diane, we thank you for calling us. It's Psychic Jethro and Casey Kelly. And could you give us your date of birth? We'll give you a quick card one before we say goodnight.
Sure, August 21st. First. Okay, let's see. That would be, she's just under that time. Okay, she is a Five of Clubs, and she's one of those Leos. She's the double Five of Clubs. The Five of Clubs, people, this is about a lot of restlessness, a lot of inner restlessness, a lot of, changeability in your life. It's called the quest for truth. That changes in the restlessness of mind. You find you have a lot of curiosity. It keeps you constantly on the move. You've got a Five of Hearts also, karma card, telling that you've got a lot of changes in your romantic life as well. The Five of Clubs is the most restless card of all. You're very flexible. You move to new homes. You change your lifestyles. It entails a lot of responsibilities, which is symbolized by you've also got a Five of Spades in Saturn. You've got a lot of fives in your reading. but it's just that quest for truth. It's like you're kind of the ultimate truth seeker. And it's like you're always kind of like, think of the guy that goes through the night with the lamp, Dionysius, or who's questing for truth. It's like that's kind of what you're here for, is you're questing to find out the ultimate truth.
Cool.
Wow.
Well,
sounds a lot like me.
Diana, it's nice to meet you. We've got 20 seconds left. Follow us tomorrow night. You guys call in 773-897-6461. We'll be on again tomorrow night, same time, same people. We got a surprise person we're bringing in for St. Patrick's Day. One more little dancer of the jig. So turn in tomorrow night and see who it is. Loving you all. See you tomorrow night.